Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the word.
It's time to speak the word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, Three Keys to the Kingdom.
Speak the word.
I want to tell you how God sent His angels to protect you and to watch over you. In the Bible, the angels are referred to as messengers, or in the Greek or Hebrew as host. And the definition for host is a well-trained army. It means one prepared for war. Right. And whether you realize it or not, most of you are already aware of this. We are in a war. We are in a battle for our life.
Amen.
But God says in His word that He has equipped us with everything that we need.
Right.
And if we'll have faith in that word and follow that word and call on Him, He will send His angels to help you.
Amen.
He will help
will.
You. He will send another person. If it's not an angel, He'll send another person
to
help you just in the nick of time.
Thank you, God. Yes,
all
will.
We have to do is to trust that word to be true.
Amen.
And they're all around us all the time. And they can actually take on human form. According to Hebrews 13:2 in the New Living Bible, it says, don't forget to show hospitality to strangers. For some who have done this have actually entertained angels without knowing it. And I believe this happened to me one night when my sisters and I were going to Maryland for my granddaughter's baptism. And this has been quite some time because now she's the mother of two. I accidentally took the wrong exit there in Maryland and I landed right down about 10 o'clock at night in a part of town that you wouldn't think would be too safe. And there were tons of people around. This was before we had GPS. So I didn't have a clue how to get back onto the interstate. But you know, I'm going to tell you what I did, and I still do, and I have done, is I stopped and I prayed.
That's it.
I just pulled over to the side of the road.
Amen.
And I prayed, and I asked God to help me. I asked Him to send someone to guide me. And shortly after I finished praying, I felt led to pull over to the curb and ask this man. There was a man standing there for directions. There was a lot of people walking around, but there was just, I don't know, my eyes were drawn to this man. And my sisters, they didn't want me to stop or put the window down. They thought I was crazy, you know, just to pull over, you know, and talk to this man. But I knew, you know how you know in your spirit things. I knew in my spirit that God had sent someone. And it was this man that God had sent and that He was going to help me. And so I pulled over to the curb and I rolled my window down. And he directed me on how to get back onto the main road. And he was very meticulous in giving me the directions. I've never had anybody be so meticulous about the directions, but he wanted to ensure that I followed his directions for my safety and stay on the right road. And that's what God's word wants us to do.
Yes.
He wants us to follow His word to a T.
Yes.
And when we do that, we'll stay on the right road, folks.
Amen.
You know, we'll stay on the right road.
Amen.
And he told me several times, he says, please go straight.
Yes.
And do not turn or don't stop. He said, but take a right at this particular street and it will take you back to where you want to be. The street I turned onto was dark and it was scary. But I knew that I needed to keep driving.
Yes.
And sure enough, I was right back on the interstate like I had never gotten off.
Praise God.
You know, and you might be thinking, you know, some people say, you know, everybody's got a reason for everything, you know, scientific or whatever. Anyone, you know, they might say, well, Pastor Joe, anyone could have given you directions. And yes, you're probably right. Only I knew that this wasn't just another man. I don't know how I knew this, but I knew. And when we turned and looked back, he was gone.
Yes, amen.
He was gone. And I think, well, how did Abraham know that the men that came to see him were angels? They looked like regular men, but Abraham knew in his spirit. Genesis 18, 1 through 2 says, now the Lord appeared to Abraham in verse 1, and then in verse 2, it says that Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing opposite him, and when he saw them, it says he ran from the tent door to meet them, and he bowed himself to the earth.
Yes.
Abraham knew, just like I knew, by the Spirit of the Lord, that these weren't just men. These just weren't ordinary men. In closing, I want to remind you of this one thing. I want you to remember, brothers and sisters, that you're not down here alone.
Amen.
You're never alone.
Thank you, God.
We have the promise of God Himself that He said, I'll never leave you,
you
nor forsake you.
Thank you.
And when God gives you a promise, it never goes back on it.
Amen.
And He never says, I don't care what somebody tells me, that the Lord told him so-and-so. If it's not in His Word, He didn't tell him.
Amen.
God never changes. He's not going to rewrite the Bible for somebody.
Amen.
And I know you can take it out of context, too, and make it say what you want to say.
That's right.
But if you'll read the Bible, and I heard a pastor preach on this the other night, and I believe what he said, and I know it's true, is that when you're reading the Scripture, always go back up several Scriptures,
yes,
and then back down,
yes,
past several Scriptures, and then you'll get the full context.
Amen.
And that way you won't be taking it out of context. So no matter what you've been hearing on the news or in your church or whatever, like I said, God will never leave you or forsake you.
Amen.
He said, no, never.
Yeah.
Revelations 3:10, God said, because you have kept my word about patient endurance, He said, I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole world to try those who dwell on the earth. And Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and courageous.
Yes.
Do not fear or be in dread of them.
Amen.
For it is the Lord your God who goes with you.
Amen.
And He will not leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise,
you know, there's one thing we get out of this message today, is that we don't have to be afraid anymore.
Amen.
We also have to understand that we're not down here alone by ourselves. We have the presence of God's angels encamped all around and about us.
Yes.
And I would suggest that you do like me and remember, you know, memorize that scripture. It's not hard, where it says, you know, that the Lord has given His angels charge over me, and they keep,
yes,
me in all of my ways. And in my pathway, there's life and health and healing. There's no death. For I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of my Lord.
Amen.
And I do believe that you're praying a prayer of faith. In other words, when you get in your car, you don't know if you're going to come back or not.
That's true. Amen.
You know, so many accidents, most of them happen within a short distance of your home. It's kind of like preparing for war. You know, the military, they don't wait until they get a phone call from the general or the president and say, you know, go over so-and-so, we're going to fight this battle. But they have been preparing all along.
Amen.
You know, and in our way of preparing, as the Bible says, that our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the darkness and the principalities of this world. So what we need to do is, like when you get in your car and, you know, you hook your seatbelt. I'm more confident in my prayer than I am a seatbelt. But I hook the seatbelt and I pray. And if I don't do it, as soon as I get out of the driveway, all of a sudden I remember. It becomes a habit, you know.
That's
things
right.
will become a habit, whether they're, you know, good habits or bad habits, and this is a good habit. What you're doing is you're preparing for what lays around the corner.
Amen.
Or down the road that you don't know about.
That's right.
We don't know what lies ahead of us, but God knows what lies ahead of us. And sometimes, you know, if the Holy Spirit will quicken to you and to go another way.
Yes, He will.
Or he'll do something to stop you, delay you.
Amen.
From leaving and going when you're supposed to.
Amen.
You know, so all we have to do is just be aware of that still small voice.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs, especially during turbulent times? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Father God, I thank you so much. I thank you for this word that you have given me here today. I thank you, Lord God, for those that are listening online or those that will hear around the world, those that are listening here today. I thank you, Father, that you have anointed all ears afresh. I thank you, Father, that you've opened up all hearts to receive this word, Lord. I thank you that it will just be like butter and just melt over them, Lord, and that there won't be any way to rub it off. Father, I thank you that you truly have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I truly thank you, Lord, that angels do take on human appearances, Lord, and that do arrive when we need them, Lord, that you always place them where they're needed just at the right time. So, Father, I believe that, and I pray that the ones who are listening to this message today believe that too. Also, thank you, Lord, that you have given us power and authority over our enemy, that you have given us the keys to the heavens, and that we have the power and authority in with those keys in your name, that we can bind and we can loose the things in our lives, Lord. If sickness is trying to attack our bodies, we can bind that up in the name of Jesus, and we can rebuke it, and we can cast it out in the name of Jesus, and we can cause it to be loosed in Jesus' name. You said, Lord, that we bind it up, that you'll free it. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you again for this word. I just perceive, I don't know why, but I just perceive, Lord, that this coming year is going to be a year like no other, and it's not going to be bad, Lord. It's going to be good. I thank you, Lord, that I perceive growth here, and I don't know where it's coming from and how, but Lord, I perceive it in my spirit, for it's in Jesus' name I praise you and I thank you. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word.